North Iowa's best variety on this Monday morning. It's time for Community Conversations at 8:07. Being brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center. And joining us this morning via phone line, we have Annette Dean, the director of the Charles City Public Library. Good morning, Annette.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good.
You didn't get blown away last week.
I didn't.
Talk about how crazy them winds were, huh?
Yeah.
Up to 50-some miles per hour.
Yep. Well, I guess I grew up in South Dakota, so...
Oh, yeah, it's probably even windier.
It's just reminiscent of my childhood.
That's like an everyday thing up there.
Yep.
Well, of course, lots happening, as always, with your Charles City Public Library, and we'll follow the regular format that we usually do. Talk about the kids' activities first.
Yeah, so we've got some Get Messy things. Tomorrow, we will be doing free play. Enough staff are out that day that we didn't think we could do an organized program, but we will have the puppet theater out. We might have some Legos. We'll have all kinds of stuff out to play and entertain the kiddos. And then the following week, on the 16th, we'll be making energy balls. And then we have our new program that we've talked a little bit about. It's called Cooking Around the World. That happens on Thursdays, and it lasts till April 25th, and it's 4 p.m. It is currently full, but if any kid that is signed up can't make it, we do call that waiting list. And currently we don't have a wait list, so if anybody wants a chance to participate in one or two of those programs, if someone's not able to make it, please feel free to give us a call. It's for 3rd through 6th grade, and that program is sponsored by the Floyd County Community Foundation grant, so we want to give a special thanks to the Floyd County Community Foundation people that supported us in making this program happen. And then we have a registration open for our Kids D&D program that isn't happening until May 4th, but we like to have a little heads up of how many kids are coming. So the next date for that is May 4th, and that program will be at 1 p.m. And then the rest of my month is tied up with adult programs.
which we're going to be going into right now.
Yep. So we've got Diamond Art Group meeting on April 16th at 6:30. We've got Cookbook Club on April 18th at 6:30. And just a refresher, that club, you pick a recipe from one of the many recipe books in the library, and you make it to share with everyone, and they have a pretty strong following in that club right now, so you'll be guaranteed to go home very full and happy with their delicious cooking. This month's theme is international.
Nice. Very good.
And that Cameron's just not going to sleep that week, because on April 20th at 1 p.m. she has leading her Dungeons & Dragons group. If you are interested in joining her that Saturday, come with a third level D&D character, and she just does one-shot adventures. So it's not a continuation of a story. It's just all in that day you will complete your adventure. Then we have True Crime Book Club. If you haven't, we've got a Iowa story, we're focusing on The Sacred Acre, the Ed Thomas story by Mark Tabb. And so copies are available for pickup. I know many people in the area have already read that book, though. So if you just want to come to the discussion, the discussion is on April 22nd at 5:30. And then two more to register for. Our crafting hour, our last crafting hour of the spring, will be April 23rd at 6:30. We're making book page wreaths. And so get your registration in early so I know how much supplies to buy. And then our spring book club, the last book of the spring book club, is The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue by V.E. Schwab, and that will be taking place on April 25th at 5 p.m. at Prologue, and on April 26th at 9:15 at the library. And so that was one of my favorite books that we read. It's got a little fantasy in it for those fantasy lovers, but I think it'll be a pleaser all around. So
definitely.
Yeah, So that is all of my events. I did want to say thank you to everybody that showed up to our family Lego night the other day.
Yes.
We celebrated National Library Week a week early with our family Lego night, and we supplied hot dogs, and we had a great showing. So we felt the love. So thank you so much for participating in that, and thank you for Quickstar and JJ's Toys for helping sponsor that event.
You know, let's talk about food, you know, like the international food for the Cookbook Club coming up on the 18th. It's making me really hungry, right?
I know. Yeah, sorry. You would think that a library... PR would not make you hungry, but we have lots of yummy things happening right now.
Definitely, so. Especially on Thursdays at the library, so you can check that out. Talk about your website. There is a community or an event calendar on there with all things that you pretty much talked about, and then some.
Yep. So we have our calendar, our event calendar can be found at www.charles-city.lib.ia.us, and it's /events if you want to go directly to the calendar. Otherwise, feel free to just go to that website and poke around. I like seeing the traffic.
Perfect. And, of course, a phone number for the library and your hours.
So our phone number is 257-6319, and our hours are Monday, Tuesday, 10 to 8, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 5, Saturday, 10 to 3, and we are closed on Sunday, but feel free, I highly encourage you to stop in next week during National Library Week. Wednesday is National Library Librarian Appreciation Day, so give your local librarian a hug that day.
Perfect. Celebrating the libraries all around the country. Well, thank you very much, Annette, for joining us here today, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you very much. That was Annette Dean, full of knowledge here on The Morning Show with the Charles City Public Library. Once again, you can find all their events and activities on their website, charles-city.lib.ia.us. That's your community conversation brought to you this morning by Floyd County Medical Center.